Does it matter what words we use when we talk about prostitution? The Seattle City Council takes up that question today. Some council members want to change the name of the crime from patronizing a prostitute to sexual exploitation. The name change itself won't actually affect the law. Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes supports the name change. He joins me now. Hello.
Hi, Marcy.
Why change the name of the crime from patronizing a prostitute to sexual exploitation?
Because words matter. My principal objection to the way the statute is terminology reads now is using prostitute as a noun. It's demeaning, and it also doesn't reflect our more modern understanding that that prostitution has lots of unwilling participants. It's a driver behind human trafficking.
How do you expect that changing the name would affect the demand side of human trafficking?
Well, it's certainly consistent with the message that we're trying to roll out in conjunction with SPD and with the King County prosecutor, that we're attacking the demand side of prostitution. We're no longer going to use euphemisms like a John, a sanitized term for someone who really is simply a sex buyer. And we want to make it very clear that it's a process that we're going to follow through, both at with law enforcement through the prosecution.
City officials have talked about increasing penalties against Johns for quite some time. Why has it taken so long for that to be implemented?
Well, at the state level, both the act of selling sex as well as buying sex are treated as simple misdemeanors. We're proposing that the state increase the penalty for buying sex to a gross misdemeanor, and until the state does that, it would not be preemption would preclude the city from having a larger penalty. So for right now, all we can do is go at the terminology and await legislative permission, essentially, to be able to increase the penalties as well.
I'm talking with Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes, and not all prostitutes do consider themselves to be sexually exploited. How do you think this semantic change will affect sex workers who are in the business because they choose to be in this business?
You know, Marcy, if we had a foolproof method of determining who is the pretty woman candidate versus who is a victim of human trafficking, perhaps there would be some more merit to that. However, you know, Seattle consistently tops the charts of major cities that have human trafficking. We're a port, and that has also opened up the floodgates for victims coming from other areas like Southeast Asia and the like. So, I believe in theory it's certainly possible, but in practice, tell us how we discern the difference between someone who's being coerced into the life and someone who chooses it freely.
Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
For another perspective on this name change, we turn now to Dr. Melinda Chateauvert. She's the author of Sex Workers Unite, A History of the Movement from Stonewall to Slutwalk. Dr. Chateauvert, welcome back to our show.
Thank you.
What do you think of the term sexual exploitation being used to describe the crime of soliciting a prostitute?
Anti-prostitution activists have been trying to change this term to sexual exploitation for quite some time. Yet no one internationally or within the United States has been able to define what it means. It's a very amorphous term, and for that reason, I think it's very difficult, even as just a titular change, to how it will actually end up impacting. And I'm very afraid of how it may the consequences it may have for people who are working in the sex industry.
Not all sex workers are victims, but there is still, as we heard Pete Holmes say, the problem of human trafficking, women being forced into the industry, and the problems that officials have discerning who's who. So how do you protect women who or men who don't want to be there?
Well, first of all, it's labor trafficking. And labor trafficking is already an internationally condemned practice. To think about this, one of the things that we never want to seem to, law enforcement doesn't want to do, is to trust the people who they are actually arresting and putting through a horrendous process when they get picked up on charges or suspicion of being trafficked. There is no trust of women, and they don't want to trust a woman who says she has not been trafficked. They don't want to believe her. On the other hand, there are also people, because people know how to exploit the system, who will say they are trafficked because they realize or they already know that this will provide for them a kind of all sorts of asylum claims that they can then further go along. The issue around trafficking is an issue around labor trafficking and about immigration. It is not about sexual exploitation, except that people who are labor trafficked way outside the labor, the sex industry, in restaurants, for example, face sexual harassment and sexual exploitation. Would this mean that the restaurant owners who hire these people and sexually harass people are now going to be charged with this?
We just heard Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes say words matter, and he thinks that a semantic change may help change the public's view of prostitution. What do you think about that?
I think words matter because it is sex work. It is not prostitution. And I think if we talk about this as a work issue, it becomes a very different thing. Sex workers in New Zealand successfully recently sued their manager for sexual harassment, for sexual exploitation. But because we consider any kind of sex work illegal, even if it's just a misdemeanor, as he points out, to then try and move it to being recognized, to saying that all of it is sexual exploitation, is really long way down the slippery slope.
What about that notion of changing the laws so that it is the solicitors, the Johns themselves, who face the larger penalty? Are you in favor of that?
All the studies that have shown about end-demand laws, particularly in Sweden where they were first begun, shows that women and men who engage in sex work, who have to deal with these laws, are actually become more vulnerable to violence from clients and from police, I should also point out, because now they are no longer in a position where they can negotiate safely with a potential client. The client himself is afraid that he is going to get set up, and because the consequences are harsher, is more willing to use violence in order to prevent his own arrest. So I am not in favor of this because it does tend to encourage more violence against sex workers rather than, quote, protecting them.
Melinda Chateauvert, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Melinda Chateauvert is the author of Sex Workers Unite, A History of the Movement from Stonewall to Slut Walk. Today, the Seattle City Council debates the merits of changing the name of the crime from patronizing a prostitute to sexual exploitation. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.